Pennsylvania will soon have new congressional maps. The U.S. Supreme Court decided yesterday not to block a state court decision that had ruled the current boundaries violate the state's constitution. Now, lawmakers have until the end of the week to come up with new district lines. NPR's Scott Detrow reports.
If there's one thing Democrats have decried as much as President Trump this year, it's gerrymandering. That's the practice of drawing legislative districts to benefit one party. Republicans did a lot of it in 2011 because they won so many seats in state houses in 2010.
You want a map that you can look at, and it doesn't look like snakes have been rattling down the state. That's what happened in North Carolina. That's what happened in Pennsylvania.
Tom Perez chairs the Democratic National Committee. But up until now, he and Democrats haven't been able to do much about these Republican-drawn districts. The U.S. Supreme Court is weighing two cases in Wisconsin and Maryland, but hasn't ruled yet. Pennsylvania will likely be the only place where maps get redrawn this year. And it was already a top Democratic priority.
Well, I think a fair map in Pennsylvania can give Democrats an opportunity to win up to five seats.
Democrats are especially eager to redraw the lines of several suburban Philadelphia districts that snake around from county to county in order to pick up Republican votes. Unlike 2011, they'll now have a seat at the table. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf will have veto power over any map the Republican-controlled General Assembly comes up with.
My biggest concern is unfairness.
Wolf has been holding town halls to hear what people want in a new map. Here's what people said in Philadelphia.
We have to get parity.
How can we do it in a way that we can empower more women to participate in our state legislature?
And I want to be able to not have to drive 5 hours to see my congressman.
Over the next few days, this will be the problem of State Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman and other Republicans. They're frustrated by the ruling of the Democrat-controlled state court, which they see as nakedly partisan.
Well, we're just, it's the Supreme Court's world. We're just all living in it.
Corman says the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that state legislatures have the right to draw districts.
It's a political body by definition. If you look at maps in Illinois, you look at maps in Maryland, I think you'll see, you know, maps that have interesting lines as well that favor Democratic maps because they were in control. But the Supreme Court has time and time, and federal courts have time and time, ruled that that is allowed.
Corman and other Republicans say the court has forced them to rush the map process just ahead of the March filing deadline for congressional candidates. Wolf isn't sympathetic.
I think people have gerrymandered districts in far less time.
Right now, Republicans hold 12 of Pennsylvania's 18 seats, with one spot vacant. But Dave Wasserman, the House editor for the Cook Political Report, says a new map wouldn't necessarily close that gap. For instance, making a Republican district like the Lehigh Valley seat held by Congressman Charlie Dent more Democratic-leaning may help the party win there, he says.
But if you were to do that, then you might also endanger Matt Cartwright, a Democratic incumbent in northeastern Pennsylvania, because you would be taking Easton out of his district and putting in, well, it would really be up to whoever draws the lines.
After the GOP-controlled General Assembly produces a map, Wolf will have until February 15th to okay or veto it. After that, the state Supreme Court will have final say and may just draw the lines itself. Scott Detrow, NPR News.